Managers perform several functions during the course of their work. These are known as the functions of management. The primary function that is performed by a manager is planning. In planning, a manager decides in advance what, how, when a work is to be done and who is going to do that work. In essence, planning is deciding what is to be done and how much is to be done within a given time frame. This leads to the setting of a standard, a benchmark upon which the work which is to be done in future is compared. The last function of management is controlling. Controlling deals with the comparison of the actual performance of work as it is in progress or just when it has been completed with the work that has been planned to be performed in planning. Controlling aims at determining any deviations between the planned performance of work and the actual performance of work when it is being done. Thus, it can be said that controlling is a managerial action which brings the actual results closer to the planned results. Controlling is performed in a series of steps. Hence, it is referred to as a process. Let us look at some of the characteristics of the controlling function of management. First and foremost, the basic attribute of controlling is that it is all-pervasive. That means the function of controlling pervades or goes into all the types of organizations, irrespective of the nature of organization, be it a business organization or a service organization or a non-business organization. It also pervades all sizes of organizations. That is, it is applicable to micro and small enterprises as well as medium enterprises and large enterprises. The function of controlling transcends size of the organization, the nature of the organization, and the type of to which the organization belongs. Controlling also pervades into the entire length and breadth of the organization. That is, it pervades to all levels of the organization. It is performed by all the managers, irrespective of the level that they are in, be it at the top level, or at the middle level, or at the lower level. So, controlling is a function which is performed by each and every manager in any organization, irrespective of its type, nature, size, and managerial level. The next aspect of controlling characteristic is that controlling is a continuous activity. It is not a one-stop affair. It is performed on a continuous basis as the task is in progress at each point, at each set benchmark. We perform the function of controlling by comparing it with the planned performance. Controlling is also performed in all functional areas of the organization. The main purpose of controlling, as I had discussed earlier, is that it helps achieve predetermined goals. It helps the manager to know how far he has traversed and still how far has he to go in order to achieve the goal. Hence, controlling is a goal-oriented process. Since both planning and controlling are intertwined, the function of controlling further leads to refinement of plans if necessary. That is, on the basis of the actual performance which is noted in controlling function, the plans are formulated for the future. Hence, we can say that controlling is both forward-looking and backward-looking. Yet another feature of controlling is that it presupposes the existence of standard, which is a result of planning. The function of controlling cannot be performed if there are no standards, and standard is an offshoot of the controlling function of management. Some of the advantages of the controlling function is that it helps in better planning for the future. This is because, as a result of controlling, the actual job when it is being performed is noted, performance is noted, and then it is compared with what standards had been set. Hence, the manager is in a better position to know the ground reality and help him in formulate plan for the future course of actions. The second advantage of controlling is that it helps ensure effective and efficient usage of organizational resources to achieve predetermined goals. This is because controlling ensures the minimum wastages that occur during the process of production or any other managerial activity. As discussed earlier, the importance of controlling is that it helps the manager to focus his activities on the achieving of organizational goal, thus helping him to synchronize the actual performance with the planned effort and ensure that work is progressing as planned. In case there are any deviations, he has ample of time before the work ends to set in motion a rectificationary process. One of the most important advantages of controlling is that controlling helps motivate an employee because it helps identify an employee who is performing well and an employee who is underperforming. Controlling is that function of management which helps to keep a tab on the performance of employees and compare them with the standards that have been set, predetermined. As a result, the performance of the employee is linked to the wage that he receives. This results in performance-linked incentive recognition, which acts as a morale booster to the employee. Controlling also checks unwanted activities or unnecessary activities which are performed by a worker. Hence, it promotes order and discipline by the worker, that the worker focuses on the work that is and not focus on unnecessary activities. Thus, we can say that controlling helps promote order and discipline in the organization and also facilitates better coordination between various departments. This is more important in case where there are a number of functional areas. The limitations of planning is that in most cases, the standards as set by the planning function are not accurately defined in quantitative terms. Most of the work benchmarks are related to attributes. For example, customer satisfaction, honesty of employee. These cannot be measured in precise terms. It can be only rated. Yet another limitation that controlling suffers is that however best the manager tries. He has no control over the external factors. The next limitation is that planning, the controlling is a costly affair and involves the spending of a lot of time, money and effort, similar to planning. Hence, it proves to be costly for small and medium enterprises to invest in this function. Major limitations that planning suffers is that there is resistance to controlling from employees because they feel that the management can constantly monitor the job performance and put pressure on the employees to perform well by setting unrealistic standards which are difficult to achieve. Hence, the employees feel inconvenienced and tend to offer resistance.